rather. And this evening's service starts at 6:30, and we will be reading the Passion story, so please come. On Wednesday, we have our Easter foyer service, which will be just after 1 o'clock. Do join there too. Pastoral news. Connor Geraghty Staunton was born on Friday. At last. He is a brother to Finn, and the family are doing well. Oh, did I forget to mention I'm one of his grandmothers? The Easter gifts are ready to be delivered, and if you could help by delivering the gifts to Margaret Townsend, Margaret Davis, or Marguerite Scott, can you please let Leslie know? Christian Aid is fast approaching, and it will start with an evening of Quiz Aid on Saturday, the 11th of May. Ray's hoping for support with the many events that will take place, and he's over there. There will be an Easter Monday walk, and it will start at 10:20 at Kingston Gate in Richmond Park, and then there will be a lunch break that's planned for 12 o'clock at the Roebuck Pub, and then the return to Kingston Gate will be by walking along the towpath. If you're interested to join in, please let... is Georgina here this morning? Georgina or me, and I'll forward the information to her. But before then, it's book club meeting on Tuesday, and all are welcome. Janine's paintings are now exhibited in the foyer, and 10% of the sales will generously be going to the church. And finally, Leslie.
It's one of the joys of the life of our church that people from around the world come and join us and make a significant contribution to our church. The bad news about our church is that people come and then many of them go, because that's how life is. So Sheila, up you get. Has been a very significant singer at the 11:30 service. And the bad news is that it's great news for her family, I'm sure. The bad news for us is that she's going back to Brazil. So this is a little something. When you get settled, buy yourself a Bible and to remind you of us, and we will remember you. So let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would bless Sheila as they move from the UK to Brazil. We pray that Sheila would find another church and be able to use her gifts there, Lord Jesus. Help her to find work. Bless her in all her relationships. And thank you for all that she's given to the life of this church. Lord, we pray. Amen. Yeah, thank you. We join together to worship God and hear these words from Zechariah. Rejoice, rejoice, people of Zion. Shout for joy, you people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He comes triumphant and victorious, but humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. We join to sing, ride on, ride on in majesty.
Thank you.
as we are, we say the psalm. Give thanks to the Lord, because God is good and God's love is eternal. Let the people of Israel say, God's love is eternal. Open to me the gates of the temple. I will go in and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. Only the righteous can come in. I praise you, Lord, because you heard me, because you have given me the victory. The stone which the builders rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all. This was done by the Lord. What a wonderful sight it is. This is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate. Save us, Lord, save us. Give us success, O Lord. May God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. From the temple of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God. He has been good to us. With branches in your hands, start the festival and march round the altar. You are my God, and I give you thanks. I will proclaim your greatness. Give thanks to the Lord, because God is good and God's love is eternal. So we will. We join to pray. Please be seated. Amazing God, we praise you for the love made known in Jesus Christ. The love that came to us not in grandeur and splendor, with the blare of trumpets and the thunder of drums, but in tattered cloaks and broken branches, riding crowded streets to betrayal and death. Vulnerable God, we praise you for that self-emptying love which doesn't grasp at wealth and fame, the status of God-like celebrity, but took on the shape of a slave, becoming a nobody hanging on a cross. All-embracing God, we praise you for that triumphant love, stretching from earth to heaven, shouting out your glory for all to hear, and proclaiming your name as the wondrous, awesome name of love. Hosanna. Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord. Lord, we pray. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Right, you listening? The story that we're going to hear is the story of the week before. And then where we get to is we get to the death of Jesus. And next Sunday, it will be celebration. But during this week, it's a week that travels down and down and down and down, and sadder and sadder and sadder and sadder, until next Sunday, when it explodes in joy. This is the story of it beginning to start to unravel. Whatever it looks like, it's the beginning of it starting to unravel. And Liz Cook will read this passage to us.
Reading from Luke chapter 19, starting at verse 28. After Jesus said this, he went on ahead of them to Jerusalem. As he came near Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead with these instructions. Go to the village there ahead of you. As you go in, you will find a colt tied up that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If someone asks you why you are untying it, tell him that the master needs it. They went on their way and found everything just as Jesus had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying it?" "The master needs it," they answered. And they took the colt to Jesus. Then they threw their cloaks over the animal and helped Jesus get on. As he rode on, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near Jerusalem, at the place where the road went down the Mount of Olives, the large crowd of his disciples began to thank God and praise him in loud voices for all the great things they had seen. "God bless the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace and heaven and glory to God." Then some of the Pharisees in the crowd spoke to Jesus. "Teacher," they said, "command your disciples to be quiet." Jesus answered, "I tell you that if they keep quiet, the stones themselves will start shouting." Thanks be to God.
Amen. So what we're going to do this morning is we're going to divide into groups. We're going to think about these stones and what they say and what they could say and how the stones, the living stones or the physical stones of the building, might speak more of the good news. You might have walked in here today, thought, "Do you know what I need? I just need a bit of quiet. I just need a bit of time to pray. I don't want to be talking to people. It's all I can do not to punch somebody," because that's, we all know what that feels like. And if that's you, there's a space in the meeting room which is across there with some things to help you reflect. It might be that you actually are a person who, when they pray, likes to do something maybe a bit more reflective. So in the hall, there will be some hearts designed for you to colour in and think about how different people were feeling on that Palm Sunday, and to imagine Jesus' feelings with the people in the crowd, and to write your thoughts about the cross. That might be right for you. And for others, I invite you to stay here and discuss. I tell you, these are the words of Jesus, if they keep quiet, the stones themselves will start shouting. And to ask, what do the stones of this building shout? And how can we allow the stones to shout a clearer message of our faith? And a word of warning, I do not want a pile of suggestions about what they should do. They should do this, they should do that. No. We are they. There's no they. We are they. We should do that. Great. But they is not acceptable. Okay? And if anybody comes up with any wisdom, let the stones shout by. I'm glad to hear it. Clipboards at the front. So, but for now, we will sing. That says that we are living stones. Yes, you will remember that scripture. Just chuck that in the mix. Okay, put the picture, please, Bron. How do we make these stones shout the good news of Jesus Christ? And not how do they, but how do we? Yep. Beautiful. Here we have the picture stays up. Right, so stay here. Time to discuss. You want to pray, roam across. If you want to, if you're a person who likes to do something active as you pray, to colour in a heart and to think about how different people were feeling on the Palm Sunday and imagine Jesus' feelings. Okay? So pick up your chair, move it around, the space over here, the space at the back. These are the questions. Thank you very much. If I put those in your hand, you'll just, we'll just pass them, pass them. That's all I'm asking you to do. Pass them around. Pass them around. Just pass them around. I don't care whether you stay or go. I just ask you to pass them around. There we are. Pick up your chairs. They're not nailed to the floor. Thank you. You've already got some. Yeah. Here we go. Good. Come. Yes, beautiful. Thank you. Everybody equipped? There we are. Thank you. Invite somebody to talk to you. Get some folk, and if you're... So if there is any wisdom for the rest of us, anything to be shared, we would be grateful of it. The clipboards are, yep, beautiful. Thank you. So pen's just leaning on it, got it. So let these stones cry out. Any wisdom, we want to hear it. Write it down, please. Don't let it get lost. There's another clipboard over there. I'll go and get it. So we're going to... We're going to sing. We're going to sing one of the songs from the Iona community. If you've got any wisdom from what you were thinking about, praying about, please make sure you give us a record of it. So let us join to sing. A seat. It has to be said that only the Iona community could get the words mesmerizing in a hymn. Right, we join together to pray. Let's pray for the stones of Jerusalem, for the living stones, and pray for peace. Lord Jesus, the occupation of the West Bank can seem a pretty hopeless situation. We see stalemate caused by the absence of a peace process, dysfunctional Palestinian politics, the strength of the Israeli army, the physical presence of the separation barrier. But you lived in this place when it was under occupation, and you inspired hope and taught the ways of peace and justice. Living God, today we pray for all the people in Israel-Palestine, that they may discover the courage and humility to build peace together and seek the just path of reconciliation. For our Muslim brothers and sisters in Israel-Palestine this day, we pray, Assalamu alaikum. For our Jewish brothers and sisters in Israel-Palestine this day, we pray, Shalom aleichem. For our Christian brothers and sisters in Israel-Palestine this day, we pray the peace of Christ. Let the stones speak of justice, of welcome. Jesus, who enters Jerusalem in the face of oppressive authority, declares by his presence that one day his authority will be made known. And all creation will join to proclaim Jesus as Lord of all. We pray for those who have no sense of your peace. Those who are bullied at work, at school. Those whose homes are not a safe place. Pray for those around the world who know what it is for their homes to come crashing down as the earthquake happens. And for those around the world currently involved in rebuilding, that governments would provide the structure, and if aid is needed, it would come quickly and easily. And for ourselves, Lord Jesus, for we are your living stones, that our lives would shout of your love, that lives lived with integrity would tell of your justice, your peace, and your mercy. But we cannot do it alone. Be with us, Lord Jesus. We pray in your name. Amen. So can I remind you about next Sunday, 9 o'clock? Every service next Sunday is Holy Communion. 9 o'clock there's a service, then there's breakfast. 11 o'clock there's a service, and during that service there will be five baptisms, and five people received into membership. That's next Sunday. And then in the evening there will be a service at 6:30 as well. Anybody prepared to help with the Easter breakfast? That would be great. Speak to Rachel. But for now, our offering will be received. So let us pray. The crowds offered you their coats to walk on. They waved palm branches, honoring your presence. Today we honor you, Lord, with our faithful tithes and offerings. We lay these gifts before you, humble tokens of our love, a public display of affection for our King of Kings. And all God's people said, Amen. Our closing hymn is Make Way, Make Way, which has got an echo in it. That's beautiful. Let's sing.
Thank you.
bidding from me, would you respond, Hosanna in the highest, and then clap three times. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the King. He comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. He proclaims peace. Hosanna in the highest. Glory to God. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. Amen. Amen.